This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Calling Indian diasporas Rashtradoots, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, they have always been the country's strongest brand ambassadors. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a large gathering of the Indian community at an event in Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York last night. Lauding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, the Prime Minister said for the world, AI stands for artificial intelligence, but he believes AI also represents the American-Indian spirit. He said, the Indian diaspora have connected America to India and India to America, and their skill and talent are unmatched. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude towards US President Joe Biden for hosting him in his home and said it is an honor for 140 crore Indians. Prime Minister Modi has announced that two new Indian consulates will be opened in the US in Boston and Los Angeles. This expansion reflects India's commitment to strengthening ties with the Indian diaspora across the United States. India currently has 6 consulates in New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, San Francisco, and Seattle. The Prime Minister also announced the opening of Thiruvalluvar Chair of Tamil Studies in the University of Houston. Prime Minister Modi said that India is a country where there are dozens of languages and dialogues, all faiths and religions of the world, and yet people are moving forward united. At the event, the Prime Minister gave the Pushpa Mantra for making India a developed nation. He said, these 5 pillars together will build a Vikasit Bharat. Mr. Modi said, P stands for Progressive Bharat, U stands for Unstoppable Bharat, S stands for Spiritual Bharat, H stands for Humanity First Bharat, and P stands for Prosperous Bharat. Pointing towards the vibrant democracy in the country, the Prime Minister said, recently, India has conducted the largest polling exercise in the world. He said his government again came to power for the 3rd time in a row. The Prime Minister stated that his mind and mission are absolutely clear and he will devote his life for good governance and prosperous India. Mr. Modi said that 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty in the last 10 years because of the change in soch and approach of his government. He said that development is becoming a people's movement in India and every citizen is a partner to it. He added that India today is a land of opportunities and the country does not wait for opportunities but creates them. The PM shared that in only 2 years since its launch, India's 5G network is now larger than America's 5G network and India is now working on Made in India 6G network. The Prime Minister highlighted that compared to the entire world, India's carbon emission is negligible. He asserted that it is Indian tradition of love for nature that is guiding the country to focus on solar and wind energy areas. He added that India is the first G20 country to achieve its Paris climate goals and assured that his government wants to make every house in India a solar power household. Talking about Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign, he urged the audience to plant at least 1 tree in their lifetime. Talking about India's growing diplomatic stature, the PM said that India is a strong voice of the global south. He added that India is giving focus not just on GDP-oriented growth but also on human-oriented growth. Earlier, a vibrant cultural program was held at the venue. Performers took to the stage to showcase India's rich cultural heritage with an array of colourful dance and singing performances. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed the watershed arrangement to establish a new semiconductor fabrication plant during their bilateral talks. External Affairs Ministry said the new semiconductor fabrication plant is focused on advanced sensing, communication and power electronics for national security, next-generation telecommunications and green energy applications. India has struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. Both men and women's team emerged on top. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Indian contingent for winning the gold in both open and women's category at the 45th Chess Olympiad. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.